The following is a special presentation of American University Basketball and Federal News Radio. This is AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan, a weekly look at all things Eagles basketball. AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan is brought to you by our team, AU Corporate Partners, Ameritel Corporation, your hometown place for copiers, DC Trails Charter Bus Services, and Geico Insurance.
Back out to Reed, right side. He puts up the three and he makes it. Jesse Reed with a big three, and the Eagles have the seven-point lead over the Badgers.
Jesse feeds off to Vosage. Marco, left elbow, puts up the shot, acrobatic style, and gets it to go. Vosage nails another one. Delonte trying to drive the paint, does so, puts it up and in. Nice shot there by Delonte Jones, his first bucket in an Eagles uniform.
Now with AU head basketball coach Mike Brennan, here's the voice of American University basketball, Dan Lang.
Welcome to the show, Dan Lang, alongside Coach Brennan and Director of Athletics at American University, Dr. Billy Walker. And Coach, this is an off week, so to speak, as far as games go for you guys. But one thing that we were talking a little bit about off air on this past road trip that you guys just came off of was the fact that this week really allows you to get into refocusing on the team itself and not having to focus as much on the outside and on the scouting reports. You guys can focus on things that you want to improve on. What are some things that you have been working on this week?
Yeah, no, it definitely gives you time to sort of refocus and take a breath, so to speak. And you sort of go over everything that you need to work on. And to be honest, we've been playing a lot.
Yeah.
Because, the guys are getting better. I think they just need to sort of, be in game situations as much as possible and just get that experience. Because it's so many things, to be honest. It's just experience. So we've been sort of scrimmaging a lot in practice and, just getting tired and fighting through, fatigue and, trying to stay with your offense, trying to guard your man, sort of, keeping time and score and everything. So making it as game-like as possible. So because, to be honest, it's just experience that these guys need. I think they're coming along well. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with the progress. The record's not great. But, to be honest, it's just getting ready for league play, and I'm happy with where the team is right now.
Mike, in that vein, about a month into the season, so seen a lot of things. What have you seen so far this year specifically that you are pleased with?
Yeah, well, I mean, the freshmen, James and Delonte are bright spots. We sort of knew, that. You just never know when it's going to happen. Paris is getting better steadily. I knew I was going to have to rely on sort of Marco and Charlie as sort of stop gaps. That's what we did against Wagner. You're trying to develop the team, trying to get new guys experience, but you're also trying to win. So you're trying to, play new guys, but then also rely on sort of veteran guys at the end of the game. But I was happy. I mean, we put ourselves, we got our butts kicked against Mount. All right, we came back and we played a good Youngstown State team and won on the road against a veteran team there. And then you come and then you have this long road trip and you put yourselves on the road in a position to win a game again. The Wagner game was very much like a league game. So, I was happy to get that experience. You wish you can get the win, but just to be in the game, at the end there's a lot to take away from and to prepare you for league play.
Now, obviously, you have a lot of freshmen on the roster, and we've talked about it all season, but how much does the style that you run play into them learning it? And what I'm getting at is, the style is at least to me, it seems like a more complicated style. So you're bringing freshmen in, you're having to start freshmen, and they're having to learn, not only to learn a new system, but learn what, at least to me, seems like a fairly complicated system with all the passes, the cuts. Would you agree with that?
I would. It's there is a lot to it, and I think they're doing terrific. To be honest with you, they're sort of balancing, being aggressive and just going out and playing and understanding what we're trying to do offensively and moving the ball and sharing the ball. excuse me. And Paris is, he's also new, and he's a focal point of, that spot is a focal point of our offense. So it's a lot for him as well. So you got all these new guys out there trying to figure things out. And even for Jesse, it's a new role for him. Mm-hmm. We need him to sort of help other people more. And he's, he's getting better at that. So I think it's sort of new for everybody. And, again, it doesn't show up in the wins, but I think they're all getting better at the things that I want them to get better at. And it's just a matter of just continuing to plug away and work and stay together and stay positive.
Yeah, Mike, in contrast to your first 2 years here, when you had veterans in key positions, you know, this year it's a completely different type of team. So is that changing the way you're it has to obviously change the way you're coaching a lot this year.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The first 2 years here, we had a few guys that were very, very steady, and you had your sort of core five or six guys that you knew were going to play. That's who you had to concentrate on. And because of the steadiness of some of these other guys, I was able to concentrate on Tony mostly the first year. Right. You know, it's usually the center spot. This year, the coaching staff, our sort of attention is, it's all over the place. You're trying to, get Paris up to speed. You're trying to, get the freshman ready. You're trying to, help Jesse figure out what else he can do other than score. And you're trying to get some other guys to help you. So your focus isn't as direct on just one or two guys. But in the long run, that's going to help. You know, we'll have more people that'll be able to help us down the road.
You probably made more substitutions this month than you did your first 2 years, right?
What is a substitution? I didn't know what it was when it was only when guys got into foul trouble or fouled out of the game. It's good. Guys are getting minutes. Guys, you always look down the bench and they're looking at you like, "Yeah, put me in. I can do something." And you put them in, and they either do or they don't. But it's good to sort of feel like you have some options.
And that's good, not only that you have the options, but that the guys, really want to take the bull by the horns, want to get in the game, are kind of looking at you like, me.
Their attitude's been great. And, the other thing, too, is you can easily get down when you're right. And it was like this our first year. Your record wasn't great. That team, they were into it. They were focused. They were looking forward. They saw the progress they were making. And I think the same, is true with this team. They see that the progress they're making. They know that they're getting better. They know what the ultimate goal is. So they're sticking together, and I give them a lot of credit for that.
When you look at the season and the games, it seems like different guy steps up every game for you. Jesse had the 20 points against Youngstown. It was Delonte with the 20 points against Wagner. It was James Washington, the big game against UNH. So is that something that you're happy with and you like to see? Obviously you want consistency, but do you like the fact that the wealth is being spread around, or would you like to see one guy in particular sort of be the more focal guy, be the guy that's the high scorer, the high rebounder for the team? Or are you okay with the fact that, this time this guy's going to step up, this time this guy may be the focal point, and they have the ability to be able to do that, to step into that role?
Right, yeah. Well, they're figuring it out themselves. There isn't one guy. Last year there was a guy that you knew was going to dominate the last few minutes of the game. This year they're sort of, early on they're looking around, looking at each other like, who's going to take control here? So now they're starting to realize that they all have a responsibility here. So it's good to see different guys doing different things. I thought Jesse was, terrific against Youngstown State, and not just making threes, which he normally does, but he was guarding big guys, and he was rebounding, and he was guarding the post, and he took some big charges. He did some things. He made winning plays, which was good to see. And then Delonte, scoring and rebounding. I knew he was talented enough to do all of these things. It's just a question of him getting comfortable enough and sort of understanding offensively, defensively, what we're trying to do, and him, recognizing his opportunities. That's just going to keep coming. James, the same thing. Each guy has shown flashes. Mm-hmm. Now it's just a question of, just having consistency and, recognizing situations and when your moment arises.
Because Delonte really came up and took over that Wagner game, so to speak. He really stepped up in that regard. And where do you see him right now in the evolution of his game, from where he got onto campus, when he got onto campus, to where he is now?
Well, he's doing, he threw some backdoor passes in the Wagner game. So for a freshman to, his strength is scoring. Mm-hmm. So you're asking a guy that's always looking to score, always looking to drive, always looking to shoot, to all of a sudden, you got to throw some passes too. You got to defend your man. You got to get rebounds. And he's doing all of those things almost immediately. So, this whole break, it's, like I said, we're just trying to play a lot. You got to get better at so many things. We're trying to, throw as much as possible at James, at Delonte, just because they have the ability to pick things up very quickly, understand what you're doing, and then do it right away. And, you know, we saw that with Delonte in the Wagner game. You know, you're in a position to win that game. So, you know, you have freshmen out there and you fought through an entire game. You know, just like a league game, they're all going to be close. They're all going to be tight. Every possession's going to count. So you put yourself in a position, you're there the last couple minutes, and then you go from there to say, hey, well, this is how important these details are, you know, and you have sort of fodder to teach those guys. But, yeah, I mean, the freshmen are coming along. Andre's coming along as well. I mean, him and Paris are splitting time right now. So, you know, they each bring, you know, a different sort of, you know, strength to the table. So it's good to see those guys, you know, sharing minutes and being productive.
I mean, that's got to be encouraging knowing that what you're seeing now is not the team you're going to have at the end of, you know, in your first 2 years because it was such a experienced team.
Right.
Not that they didn't get better. But obviously, they got better every day, like you said. But this year, because you're playing so many freshmen, they're going to be a completely different team at the end of the year. Right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you sort of think you know what you have and, you know, you're hopeful about, you know, we sort of knew Delonte was good and James is good and we felt good about Andre and we felt good about Lonnie. But it's a whole different ballgame when you put them in games. And, you know, a lot of times they're not able to just do it their freshman year just because it's hard. College basketball is hard, and you're playing against guys that are 3 or 4 years older that have been doing it. So to see them be productive so quickly, and I keep telling Lonnie, too, you know, he just has older guys at his position that are just, like, you know, a little more solid than him. So he's been good, too. He's going to be good. I wish I could throw him in more. You know, James and Delonte and Andre are getting minutes just because the minutes are there to be had there for them, where it's not the case for Lonnie. But I think, you know, once he does get his minutes, he's going to have, you know, the same sort of impact and same growth as these other guys.
How do you go and figure out, or is it just how the game maybe unfolds? Certain guys may see a lot of minutes one game, and then the next game may not even see any minutes. Is that something where when you're sitting there within the scouting report, you realize that they're matching up better or not as good against a certain team, or is it just through the flow of the game? Or how does all that – take me through your thought process and kind of how all that works.
Well, I mean, against Youngstown State, it was kind of easy. They were playing zone, and Jalen got a lot of minutes because he can shoot. And I was happy with his effort. I think it was important. He missed, you know, I put him in there to shoot against the zone, and he missed every shot he took in the first half. But then, you know, we told him, hey, listen, that's why you're in there. Don't worry about it. Just you're going to be back in there, and that's why you're in there. And he, you know, he came in and he banged, you know, two big threes in the second half and hit the foul shots at the end of the game.
Yeah.
So it was good to see that. But each game, you're going to need something different. And, again, you don't know who it is, to be honest. So it's like, you know, do I hit on 16 or not? You know, after the fact, you're always, I should have stayed. I should have hit. So it's like after the game, if you lose a tight one, you're always going to question, we should, you know, like James was sitting against Wagner a lot. And you go back, I should have had James in there. But then you look at the game and Jalen was in there and, you know, he's doing a lot of things. And you're in the game at the end of the game. You have a chance to win. So if you happen to get lucky and, you know, win by one, then you think, oh, yeah, all my decisions were great and they were working. If you lose, they're just like, what are we doing? So, you know, I think that as long as I see progress, you know, that's why I always sort of go back to it's not wins and losses right now. That's in the league. The wins and losses are critical. So you just want to make sure that your team is as strong as possible and you have a good feel for who you want out there, you know, when league play rolls around. So I think everyone knows they're going to be able to contribute and they're going to have an opportunity and they just have to be ready.
When you look at the one thing that it seems like you guys have had some trouble with this year has been going up against the pressure, VCU, Mount, and against Wagner. What are some things, and you don't have to give me all the trade secrets, but what are some things that you can try to do in order to do better against the pressure, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, I mean, I think James handled it well. When James was in the game, you know, there wasn't a ton of pressure. So, you know, when he came out of the game, then that's when you saw it a little more. And I think that's something that, you know, Jesse realizes that he has to have, you know, a bigger role in sort of guiding the team. It's not so much the pressure. It's more of a mindset.
Okay.
So, you know, you have guys out there that just didn't have to sort of control the game and get, you know, people don't realize getting the ball up court's not an easy thing.
Right.
So you come to appreciate, you know, guys that can, you know, just naturally get the ball over half court. So, you know, I'm not too worried about the pressure. I think we've gotten better at, you know, against Mount, we were terrible at it. and you know, we worked on it, and I think we're much better at it now. And I, you know, I think I don't think that'll be too big of an issue going forward.
Time for our first time out here on AU Hoop Talk with Coach Brennan. Fans and alumni, get your tickets now for the next men's home games this coming Thursday, December 17th at 7:30 p.m. versus Stony Brook. And 1 week from tomorrow, Sunday afternoon, December 20th at 1:30 p.m. versus Maryland Eastern Shore, purchase tickets to all home games at AUEagles.com or call 202-885-TIXX today. Again, that's AUEagles.com or 202-885-TIXX. Back with more AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan right after this on Federal News Radio. Welcome back to AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan, and let's talk a little bit because there are no games this week. That means it's finals week over at American University, and you know, obviously, a university like American, so focused on academics, that's not an easy time for the students and the student athletes to be able to balance both of those titles, student right. title and the athlete title. Talk about how you, as a coach, and Billy will get your take on this as an athletics director, how you guys help coordinate all of that, you know, from practices to talking to the guys to making sure they have time to if they need help with certain classes and kind of how all of that unfolds.
Right. Well, I mean, it starts just literally coaching at a place like American University, recruiting at American. You're going to get motivated students, you know, kids you're targeting. You know, student athletes that have already done it, they've shown they can do it. They balance, you know, academics and, you know, and athletics in high school. So they're, you know, they're already of that mindset. You know, in the department, you know, they do a great job. We have, you know, academic coordinators that are meeting with our, you know, our guys daily. So, you know, and they have a really good relationship. You know, they're our freshmen are there during the summer for a summer program immediately. So they, you know, they sort of get a feel for what they need to do. You know, it's difficult. It's time consuming. You know, we arrange our practice schedule around their exam schedule. And, you know, you got to take an extra day or two off here just to give them time because that is, you know, the most important reason that they're here. Mm-hmm. But again, you're still, you know, you're still going at it, you know, in practice and trying to get better. So it's there is a balance there. But the guys, you know, that we have on our team are sort of used to it. And that's why they're here. And they know that's why they're here.
And from an athletic director point, we look at the coaches much like Mike looks at his players. You know, mm-hmm. We don't have coaches here that don't understand the primacy of academics, and that's, you know, that's what we all understand. That's why our student athletes are here. They're here to get a world class education while also having a, you know, a great D1 experience. So our coaches understand during finals that's critical that they're able to focus on taking their finals. You know, like Mike said, they're still gonna have practice and everything, but. But for that week of finals, that's the most important thing they're doing. And our coaches understand that. Our student athletes understand that. Our administrators understand that. And coaches like Mike wouldn't be here unless they knew that was the deal and bought into that wholeheartedly.
So now, are there certain classes or time frames that if guys want to take, you know, class A, but that happens to be at the time that you want to have practice, is there much of a give and take there? Or is it like, look, guys, you know, we have this amount of time or this time frame, find classes within that time frame that work? Like, how does all that kind of play in? How do you find classes and mix it in with the class
schedules?
Right.
Well, we practice at 4:30 every day, so okay. There's plenty of time for them to take anything, you know, that they want, whatever they're interested in. You know, they take those classes, but they're here primarily to play basketball, you know, in their minds. And they understand that and they understand the importance of it. So, but you know, we've had guys, you know, some guys have to take classes for their majors. So they might have to miss, a practice, you know, once a week or something in mm-hmm. the spring, which has happened. You know, Tony Riblicki was a guy like that. Charlie did it last year. So that does happen, but it's, you know, that's just part of coaching at a place like this. And you understand that. But for the most part, they realize when, you know, there's enough, you know, leeway and flexibility where they can take all the classes, whatever classes they want, and still make the practice times.
When you were at Princeton, you were an English Lit major. What was the toughest part of balancing everything for you?
Dr. Walker already mentioned that I understand the, you know, the balance. I understand it now. I don't think I necessarily understood it then. So it was difficult, you know, and we didn't have quite all the resources. That's the great thing about American now is, you know, all the resources that we have in place to help all our players with time management. I mean, there's so many people that they can go to, and there, you know, there's an academic coordinator, there's tutors, there's, you know, counselors, there's everything, you know, at their disposal 24 hours a day. So, you know, it's really difficult for them to not be doing what they should be doing. We didn't have study hall when I was at Princeton, so we have a mandatory study hall. So you know how the guys are spending their free time. You know, we were a little more, a little freer back then, which was, you know, probably good and bad in a lot of different ways.
Now, the athletics department has had a number of scholar athletes of the year. I know Jesse Reed is two-time with accounting, but how much pride do you take in that, Dr. Walker, when you look at the roster of different athletes that have been scholar athlete of the year in their sport?
Oh, it's tremendous. I mean, I think that's...
In the Patriot League.
Yeah, you know. That's like the ultimate... prize, so to speak. I mean, that our student athletes can get, because it shows that they're performing, they're doing exactly what we advertise when we recruit kids to come here. You know, they're fantastic in the classroom, and they're great on the basketball court, volleyball court, on the field, in the pool, wherever. You know, Monica Smidova just got done doing it three straight years. Hopefully, Jesse will be able to do it three straight. You know, I mean, it's when you see that with those types of athletes. That also are that impressive in the classroom. It's fantastic, and that's exactly what we want to see, and what we are proud to have our students represent us as.
And it's always a great recruiting tool when it's one of your best players too. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like, oh, we have this great player. Oh, and we also have this kid on the bench who's getting straight A's. You got a guy that's doing it both, doing it on both ends.
And for that does speak a lot. I mean, about Jesse as a person. And you know, I noticed on the road trip that we just got off of, he was in the lobby. He was in the dining room. He stayed after team meals a couple of times and was down there studying. I mean, he takes it very seriously.
Yeah, well, we get the room. You know, every road trip we have a room, and it's not just for team meals and watching film. It's there, it's for the guys to, you know, take advantage of, and there's always, you know, three or four guys down there doing that.
Fans, an AU basketball game is the perfect venue to host your next party or group events. Organize a group birthday party or a neighborhood outing and enjoy discounts and recognition at the game. All groups receive block seating, savings off the box office price, a welcome on the Bender video board, and a visit from Claude the Eagle to your seats, all for as low as $3 a person. Call the Athletics Ticket Office, 202-885-TIXX. Again, that's 202-885-TIXX, or log on to AUEagles.com to book your outing today. Back with more AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan right after this on Federal News Radio.
So Ray gives the Eagles the 60-56 lead with 1.5 ticks left. Santiago puts up the three at the buzzer. It's no good, and the Eagles are in the win column tonight, 60-56 over the Penguins of Youngstown State.
That was part of this last road trip, a six-game road trip that now in the books, and took team through seven states and a district, over 2,500 miles, a month away from Bender Arena. Now you're home.
Now excited to be back home. more excited to be off the bus, to be honest. But now we're excited to be back in Bender. You know, hopefully playing against a bunch of fans there. But Stony Brook is good. Yeah, Coach Steve's done a great job there. They have a kid inside, Warney, whose pro scouts are going to see him, you know, every game. So he's a beast. And their point guard, this kid Purifoy, who, you know, gave us the business last year. So they're a veteran team. They're very good. They're in championship games, you know, seemingly every year. So it'll be a good test. You know, it'll sort of give us an idea of, you know, how have we gotten better over this break. So, you know, I'm excited to see where we are against them.
And when you look at the fact that you guys faced them last year up there at Stony Brook, and you say that there's a lot of the same components to their team back, how much easier is that for you from a scouting perspective, from looking at video, to have some of that banked in there? Because, you know, a lot of these teams that you play are either, you know, you just play them once and you're done. And I got to think that there's a lot more, you know, legwork and time that goes into trying to get up to speed really quick on a bunch of guys. Whereas, obviously, you're watching games from this year because it is a little bit of a different team, but you do have that library of knowledge from last year that you can pull on.
Yeah, no, it definitely helps. It doesn't help the fact that they're the same team. They were a really good team,
right?
So that doesn't help so much. But it's good to know what, you know, what they're about, what they do, what they're looking for, how they guard us. It's kind of, you know, just like league games, everybody knows what everybody else is going to do. So it just comes down to executing and playing hard. So it'll be that, you know, that type of game.
The guys seem to be happy to be at home for another game, too. I mean, does that even seem to come into play with them at all?
We're on the road so much, you know, they've gotten used to it. Right. And we don't really talk about it a ton, but I'm sure that they're happy to not be traveling and getting on a bus. And, you know, no Chipotle. I don't know if they're happy about that, but, you know, just sleeping in their own beds. I think they'll, you know, they'll like that.
And a reminder that the next home game in Bender Arena is upcoming on Thursday. That's December 17th against Stony Brook, 7:30 tip time. And then the Eagles are home again on Sunday, December 20th against UMES. That's University of Maryland Eastern Shore at 1:30 p.m. You log on to AUEagles.com to grab your tickets or call 202-885-TIXX today. For everyone that's put this show together, for Billy, for Mike, I'm Dan. Good afternoon, everybody.
Thank you for listening to AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan. Today's show was brought to you by our team, AU Corporate Partners, Ameritel Corporation, your hometown place for copiers, DC Trails, Charter Bus Services, and GEICO Insurance. AU Hoop Talk with Coach Mike Brennan on Federal News Radio. Archived episodes available online at AUEagles.com.